We're up to the topic of Dichoy. Dichoy is one of the most significant, it's a Shas topic. There's no doubt that it's a Shas type. If we were doing a list of the, 100 greatest sugyas in Shas or whatever, Dichoy is on there. Very, very difficult topic. Very hard sugya. There's so many variations of Dichoy that it's hard to keep track. There's a lot of lumdis by Dichoy.
What is it?
What's that? Okay, so what is it? So the way I thought to structure this shiur is maybe even two parts on Dichoy, two separate weeks. This week I thought that, while we are going to get to some good rate on it, I thought that the best thing we could do for Dichoy right now is to read the sugya on Dichoy and know what it's talking about. Otherwise it'll just really be pilpul into the wind. So I want to start from the Gemara on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, which is the primary Dichoy sugya. Let me shut this down. Okay. Zvachim Yud Beis Amid Aleph, front of two. Where we're going to start from is Amar Rab Yochanan. You see, it's like 40% of the way down, and it's smack in the middle of the line. Amar Rab Yochanan. Tell me if you don't see it. Amar Rab Yochanan. Posel Haya Ben Beseira. This is all Rab Yochanan explaining Ben Beseira. So it's Chitas Rab Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, "Posel haya ben beser bePesach sheshachtu ba'arba asar shachris ben lishmo ben shelo lishmo hoil umiktsaso roi." If a person set aside a behema for a korban Pesach, erev Pesach in the morning, so if you shecht it in the morning, whether you shechted it lishma, meaning for korban Pesach, or shelo lishma, that would be like a shlamim for a korban shlamim. Either way, it's going to be puzzle. Why? Hoyel umiktsaso roi. Since at least a portion of it, a portion of the amount of time, it was roi. Okay, what does that mean? Okay. The Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to explaining Ben Becerra, is that since only a part of the day it was nira for Korban Pesach, when? Michatzos, and onward, was this animal roi for Korban Pesach. So since only part of the day it was nira as a Korban Pesach, and it can't even be offered in the morning as a shlomim, if you do it shlo lishma as a shlomim, because you're already on the day of Erev Pesach, so it has to be set aside for a Korban Pesach, so which means there's a time period in the day where it ain't good for anything. It was totally nidche, Dachoy, from being effective as a korban, whether as a shlamim or whether as a korban pesach. There was a time period where it was no good for anything. Because of that, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ben Becerra would say it is pasul, right? Because you have an animal which is dachoy, which is eliminated from being good for anything. It's no good. It's no good for anything.
I don't understand. It's not roi for a korban pesach. It's roi for a korban pesach. It's just not.
It's not roi yet for a korban pesach. It, meaning, what it means is, it's only roi. It's only nira to be used as a korban pesach from chatzos and on. And Ben Becerra has a second chiddush within there that it can't be used shelo lishma as a shlamim either because it's on the day of erev pesach, which has a din where there's no possibility of bringing that voluntary shlamim as opposed to the korban pesach.
So it was done too early.
So whether it was done too early or something, which the Gemara is trying to clarify, what you see is you have this category of something which has been knocked out of the water, and therefore it's a puzzle animal because it had a time period where it was knocked out of the water. So,
but that, I mean,
yeah,
sorry, that would seem somewhat obvious, right? I mean,
well, it's going to be good in a few hours.
Yeah, but if one of the requirements. Like, I don't really understand what the question is. If one of the requirements for the Korban Pesach is that it has to be done after Chatzos, then wouldn't that...
It has to be offered after Chatzos.
Right. So wouldn't that come to exclude everything that was done before Chatzos?
So maybe it would be good as a shlomim.
But we said that there's no requirement. There's no way that it could be a shlomim.
Right. There's no way it could be a shlomim.
Right.
So post Lev Mitzera Pesach, Sheshachtu Arvisar Shachris, Ben Lishmo, Ben Shloshmo, Hoil umiktsaso roi, since part of the day it is roi because only part of the day it's going to be near as a korban pesach. And your point being what?
My point is like they messed up, so they messed up. Like they shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't have done it. So now that they've done it,
you want to say it's no good either.
It, right.
It's no good because it's not the time yet to bring korban pesach.
Correct.
and is not in the shlomim zone.
Right.
So that's why it's you want to say it's no good.
Like, what's the, you know, I don't really understand what the difficulty that they're having here is.
Okay, good.
Right? Unless it's baltashchus, but that's a different story, right? I mean, that would be the only...
No. So good. So that's exactly what's driving Rabbi Bo. Megadif bo Rabbi Bo. Rabbi Bo cursed at Rabbi Yochanan. It's like, what's... You know...
I could have done that.
Yeah. It's like, what's going on? In Cain, Pesach kosher, lebein besera, hechi mishkachasla. How do you ever have a kosher korban Pesach bizmano and lishmo according to Ben Becerra? E de efarshe haidna dochoy miikarahu. If I separate it right now as a korban Pesach, then it's dochoy from the beginning. Meaning, if I separate it in the morning, see that this is your answer to you. What they were saying was that not even if you just shecht it, if you separated it in the morning,
okay.
No, it was ruined. So says, if I separated it in the morning, so it's not nearer right now. If it's not nearer right now, it's dachoy mi'ikara.
Right.
It's from the get-go, it was no good. That's an important term. Dachoy mi'ikara. From the get-go, it was no good. And id afreshinu me'etmol, if I separated it last night, it was a nira v'nitchahu. It was nira for a moment. Why was it nira? Well, I couldn't be korban Pesach the night before. What was it nira for? I could have done a shlomim, right? Since it was nira v'nitcha. That's also a problem. So what in the world? How is Rabbi Yochanan explaining Ben Becerra? So Ela Amar Evo Tehela Acher Chatzos. Rather, Rabbi Bohu says that rather what you have to say is that maybe the case is that it would be good is if you are makdishit or mafrishit after Chatzos. Okay, so then you're in the time zone. So that's a simple answer. That's the answer he gives. Another answer that's given, Abai Amar, Afilu Tema Mitzafra. I could even tell you that it was set aside in the morning. But I thought you said it, in the morning it's an Eino Nira and therefore it's not good. No. Ein Mechuser Zman Lebo Bayom. Since it's on the same day, it's not going to be considered a Nidche. Since it's on the same day, it's not going to be considered. It's one thing if I shecht it in the morning, but if I just amafresh it in the morning, that's not a Nidche, even though I can't bring it right now.
Right.
It's on the same day. It doesn't enter.
You can't start picking on animals that so late in the day.
What? Right. Exactly. There's a functional purpose as well. Good. So that's number two. And Rav Papa says, Afilu Tema Meorta. They can even tell you that you separated last night, but Lila. Why? Because Lila ain't Mechuser Zman. And also...
It wasn't even right for a son because it was a Lila.
What? Exactly. Good. Lila ain't Mechuser Zman. So we say... So those are the three different approaches. So Rav Zeira then gets Rav Yochanan, he says like this, what you see from here, by the way, is Lema Kesava Rav Yochanan, Balei Chayim Nidochin. Are you trying to tell me that according to Rav Yochanan, he holds that a living animal can be Nidche? I understand you want to say that a korban that got ruined is unable to return to its original state. But a live animal that was just separated or makdish and wasn't even shechted yet has the potential of being a nidche, balei chayim nidachin. It's another sugya in Shas. Yoma says again, seems to say against it. The balei chayim ain't a nidachin. So the Gemara says as follows. The Amar Rav Yochanan, behema shel shnei shutvin. Follow these cases. If you have a behema that belongs to two partners, they own an animal and they were makdish. One of the partners is makdish half the animal. And he bought his partner's half and was makdish that also. So he's makdish it in two stages. He has one stage where only half of it is makdish and half of it is chulin. And then he's makdish the second half. The animal is kodesh, says the Gemara, but it can't be offered. You can't offer it as a korban. Why? Because it was nidche. There was a moment in time where this animal was unfit. It was only half makdish. And if one makes a tmura on it, the tmura also has the same status. So the Gemara says, you learn from here, shma mina plus. You learn from here three things. This is the bottom line. Rule number one, you learn from Yochanan, that balei chayim nidachin. A living animal could be nidche. Okay? Rule number two that you learn is shma mina dachui mi ikara have dachui. That dachui from the start is dachui, according to Rabbi Yochanan. If from the get-go it was no good, it's gone. That's another chiddush. Okay? And number three, v'shma minan, the third thing you learn, if you turn the page, is that yesh dichoy bedamim. Dichoy applies to monetary hekdesh. Dichoy applies to monetary kedusha. Why? Where do I see that? Because the case when I was only makdish half. So hektish of half, that's only kedushas damim. That's not kedushas aguf, because you have half the animal, it's not hektish yet. That's kedushas damim. Such an animal can't be offered, it's only kedushas damim. So Rashi says, since because of dichoy, the animal can't even be offered, even if it becomes nira, it never had a chance to become kedushas aguf. So why was it? It was nidche while it was kedushas damim. So you see three things from Yochanan. A living animal can't be nidche. Dachoy from the start is dachoy. And third, dichoy applies to monetary, to kedushas damim. The concept of dichoy applies to kedushas damim. Those are the three kedushim that are learned from Rav Yochanan. I'll just say something you should keep in your mind outside, you should know, is that everyone seems to agree that, at least by kachim, nira, if it was good, v'nidche, and then it became bad, eino chozer v'nira. There ain't no turning back. The only machlokus is if it starts off dichoy, can it get out of it? Rav Yochanan's shita, as we saw here, is that it can't. It can't escape. It's also just as bad. You should know in all of Shas, that's a machlokus in general.
We had the partnership thing once, remember?
What?
We had the partnership thing once.
Well, shutfus cases are common. Where do we have the shutfus?
I think it was with the carbon pesach.
Like Kavana, maybe?
Some,
like the early sages of Corona?
No, yeah, but Lashma. You did Lashma and Makdash after Lashma and half the animal we had it.
Partnership with God.
And then we had the Shutfis a month ago by the where you're selling the Imurim. Right. The Imurim are Kedushas Aguf, even though the rest is Kedushas Damim by the Bechoros, by the Bechor. And therefore, is that considered a Shutfis with Hashem and the Kedushas Damim? Very good. We should make a list of the different cases where Shutfis. Shutfis, classic Shutfis cases. I'm going to write a kuntris on that. Classic Shutfis cases. Okay. Until we get to that safer. So that's the sugya of dichoy. The other famous sugya of dichoy, which we're probably not going to get to today, is sukkah, 33a and b. That's the one with the pulling the berries from the hadas, making it better. It was trave, and then you made it better afterwards. That's dichoy by mitzvahs, which I want to get to as well. It's very important for contrasting to this. But I want to clarify this sugya of dichoy when it comes to korbanos. So let's take apart this Gemara. Okay, let's analyze a few of the main chakiras that come up in this Gemara. One of the main points we said that Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom of Yud Bei Zimun Aleph had a case of shutfus, we said, right? Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Yochanan said that over there when the partners makdish the first half of the animal, he didn't yet have the ability to makdish the second half. So therefore the animal was considered nidche from being brought. From that the Gemara inferred three things. One, live animals can be permanently disqualified. Two, korban that was initially unfit to be a korban can't be made better. Dichoy miyakara have dichoy. And three, there's a concept of dichoy bedamim. There's a concept of dichoy, when you see that phrase, you show it's not blood. Dichoy bedamim means by money. Okay? Dichoy bedamim means by the money. So now,
what does dichoy bedamim have to do with that case?
From the fact that it was a case where he was only able to makdish half. If he's only able to makdish half, does this animal have kedushas aguf or kedushas damim? It's not kedushas aguf. You have a whole other half the animal. It's kedushas damim. And yet you see they applied the parameters of nitche to it. So it shows you this case applies to kedushas damim. You see it also applies by kedushas damim. Exactly. So now look at Rashi on Yud Bei Zimun Aleph when we get underway with our first sugya. Rashi, Yud Bei Zimun Aleph, the Rashi begins Dibar Amaschil, Yesh Dichoy.
First narrow line.
What?
First narrow line. No.
I lost it. Yeah. Sorry, on the Yud Bei Zimun base, top line. Yesh dichoy bedamim. Yesh toras dichoy bekedushas damim afal pi she'eino kedushas aguf. Even though it's not kedushas aguf. Kugon hacha, like over here. Shikdisha chetzia, this is how I just answered Andrew. Shikdisha chetzia, lo kotcha elo damesh, shere ain lo chelek elo bechetzia, since he only has a right to half. It can't be kedusha guf. It has to be kedusha damim. The ain kedusha ruya lifsha pekula. The kedusha can't extend to the whole thing. I'll peep through that. Vafilu hachi shayach, but yet we applied the parameters of dichoy. Vetitcha olamis. And it's docha forever. Velo amrinan lo alima kedusha damim. And we don't say, oh, Kedushas damim is not a powerful hold on the animal enough to be puzzled because of dichoy. We don't say that over here. Okay? Take that shot in Rashi. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Tosfos makes a different point. Tosfos asks, and this is in Kedushin Daf Zayin, which is another case of Dichoy. Should have put stickers on all the sandwiches. Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara... What was point number two and point number three of the Shema Minah? Anybody know what the point number two, point number three of Shema Minah? What was point number two in the Shema Minah? Shema Minah number two is that there is Dichoy Meikara. And point number three is that there is Dichoy by Bedamim. So Tosfos asks like this. Once we say that an animal was Dichoy Meikara and that it stays disqualified forever according to Rabbi Yochanan, isn't it obvious that there's Dichoy Bedamim? Think about it. If an animal never had a chance to be Hektish yet, it was never Nira. If it was never Nira, at most, it's Kedushas Damim. It could never get to the stage of Kedushas Aguf. So the point of Dichoy Mi'ikara is always a case of Dichoy in a case of Damim. It's never in a case of Kedushas Aguf. So how is the second Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan any different than the third Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? That's the question of Tosfos, the strong question. If every, let's say it again, if every case of Dichoy, if there's a case of Dichoy Mi'ikara, which means from the get-go it was Nidche, aren't all those cases of Kedushas Damim and not Kedushas Aguf? Because if it was Kedushas Aguf, it means it was first Nira. It wasn't Mi'ikara, it was Nira. If we're talking, so then why do you need the third Chiddush? That, oh, you see, he holds of it, even by Kedushas Damim. So that's the question of Tosfos. So the, not in our Tosfos, but Tosfos according to the Shita Mekubetzos.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We had a big Chiddush here today, right? So the Shita Mekubetzos, Shita Mekubetzos quoting Tosfos says, you have it on the side of the Gemara as Vachem also, says like this, I don't know if I put it in there, but if you have a full Gemara, you would see it there. Tosfos says, there are examples where the initial Kedusha is Kedushas Haguf, even though it's called Dachoy Mi'ikara, even though it's called Dachoy Mi'ikara. What's his example? Interesting example. Example is the blood by the Kabbalas Hadam of a Korban. Let's say you have the blood of a Kabbalas Hadam of the Korban. Is the blood Kedushas Haguf? It's Kedushas Haguf. But the Kabbalas Hadam was received in a receptacle that had water. So the blood is Kedushas Haguf. Yet it's considered eliminated mi'ikara. There was never a kedushas kabbalas hadam to make it nira, and then say nidche
v'nira. It can only be nira when it hits the bottom of the clean.
Exactly, for the dam, for the to have a case of dam of nira. Blood in the air isn't nira yet. The Gemara doesn't consider blood in the air nira for anything yet. It needs to be in the kli, and the water stops. Water is considered a psul. So water. So there you have a case. Something with Kedushas Aguf, which is never nearer yet, but is Dachoy Mi'ikara. Okay. Fine. By the way, that could be our segue later on to go to Dichoy by Mitzvahs. Tosfos there says there's still an obligation to do Kisoy Adam on that blood. Why? Because there's no such thing as Dichoy by Mitzvahs. There's Dichoy by Kachim, but there's not Dichoy by Mitzvahs. And therefore, you might be able to eliminate the Mitzvah of Kabbalas Adam that way. You ruined it. But you didn't ruin the mitzvah of Kisoy Adam. And even though there's water in it, you still got to cover it. Because they ain't doing by mitzvahs.
Applies even if the carbon isn't valid?
Well, some of the shechita was valid. But yeah, because Kisoy Adam applies anytime you have blood. Yeah, any blood. Any blood.
It's
now,
not intrinsic to the
right.
Kachim aspect.
Right.
If you're hunting?
If it's one of the behemoths that are included in the chiyuv of Kisoy Adam, one of the ophis that are included, then you would have to do it.
Seriously, if you're hunting and you just kill an animal...
Well, that might be an Isser separate. Can you fill the mitzvah baba avera? It's a separate question.
My hunting is
according to the Noda Behuda has a tshuva about hunting. I was just in a house this when I was in Florida for this rabbinic
Seriously,
conference.
I never heard that hunting was a problem.
What? Yeah, he talks about the Achzarius, the Batlitzar Balchayim, Achzarius. I was just in a house Monday in Florida. This guy has a collection in Boca Raton of, he has over 300, but on his wall he has about 60 framed Gadol photos. But next to the Gedolim photos, the Chiddush wasn't the photos. He had their original writings. Original. So he had the Chafetz Chaim, he had the Noda B'Yehuda, he had Rabbi Kiva Eger, he had Rav Kook, he had the Chazanish, he had their like letters, their tshuvas, their the original Kisveyat. He's one of the five biggest Kisveyat collectors in the world. Rav Dessler's grandson is the other one. Reuven Dessler is the other major collector.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Reuven Dessler's good friend of Chaya's grandpa. Like,
oh, he has major. Yeah. He's got major stuff.
All kidding aside, like I never knew hunting was an issue, but that would be an old. That's a great defense for these pita people who say like shechita is inhumane.
Right? Do they ever cite this Rabbi Kiva? The Noda B'Yehuda? I don't know if they.
I mean, like if according to halacha, hunting is usher, like that's the greatest defense ever for these.
Yeah, I forgot the end of the Noda B'Yehuda. He might have gotten rid of the Tzar Baal HaChayim, but definitely at the end he said it builds a mida achzarius, and therefore it's not recommended. I don't know. All right, I'm gonna check it out. So it's another good safer. That's another good safer to put out. All left, left sounding chuvas that could be chuvas that the left would love to see.
As a dog owner, I would say.
What?
As a dog owner, I would say it's very, very appalling to hunt animals.
Right. There we go. All right.
Oh boy.
Chuvas, Kellis. We had the shear already. Okay. So that's answer number one. Answer number two, what are we trying to answer again, right? Why do we have these three chidushim of Yochanan? Chiddush number two and number three are overlapping. Anything which is going to be dachoy meikar, if Yochanan holds his puzzle, is obviously kedushas damim. So answer number one of Tshitun Wetz's quoting Tosis is that no, I have a case where meikara, it wasn't dichoy bedam. Answer number two, the Ritva. Ritva to kedushin zayna mebeis says, no, there is a need for both chidushim. Why? Because dichoy mi'ikara could be applying to cases where there was no kedusha whatsoever. It goes further than the baseline. You understand? It's not like all cases of dichoy mi'ikara, it at least had kedushas damim. It could be something that had nothing, no kedusha whatsoever, and that's why you need third kedush. What's an example? So example is a case in kedushin mem zayin mebeis.
Sorry, but then why would you need the second kedush?
What? The third kedush to tell you that if something had kedushas damim, there too is such a concept of dichoy by kedushas damim. Whatever the svar is, by something which never had kedusha to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So that's why you need the third one.
That's why you need the third one.
But if you have the third one, what do you need the second one for?
Let's see the example of the case, and then we'll play it on our heads. So the example is kedushin mem zayin mebeis. If somebody appoints a shliach to bring his fruits to Yerushalayim, and the shliach dies on the way, so the owner doesn't say the parshas bikurim, even if he goes and schleps it the rest of the way. He doesn't do the mikra bikurim. Meaning, once the messenger took the fruits and his shlichus got stopped... What?
If the messenger would have brought it, but he would have said it.
But once it got stopped, he was nidcha from ever having the mikra bikurim ever being done for him. It got stopped from it ever having to have been done. The mikra bikurim was stopped in its place. So you see there that there wasn't even kedusha yet. It wasn't brought to Yerushalayim yet. It was on its way. He's going. He's on Kedushas Bikurim until it's there. And yet you see the Mikra Bikurim is not done because it's Nidche.
So does that mean that he can then take the... not go to Yerushalayim, take the fruit and eat it?
There might still be an idea of Gezel from Hekdesh, that you're finding a way to steal from Hekdesh because it's supposed to go to them. But what status it is then? You're right. What status it is then, I don't know.
No, where it's then limited. Would hinder that because wouldn't that be... Wouldn't that be a case of Makaj B'Damim
there? There it is Kedushas Damim.
No, but it's not Kedushas Damim if he can eat it. It doesn't have Kedushas Damim either.
Well, Bikurim right? Got to come to Yerushalayim one way or the other. They got to go. The answer to Yair, the short answer is they got to get there. The question is, why do they still got to get there if
there
they're.
Kedushas Damim.
Well?
No, if they have to get there, then it's Kedushas Damim.
But the Kedushas Damim might only...
Rise to
according to the Ritva, the Kedushas Damim is only kicking in once he gets to Yerushalayim. I have a chiyuv to bring my first fruits to the base of Migdash. Does that create a Kedushas Damim yet? Possibly not. There are nafkaminas for that. Marrying with the Bikurim, the Gemara and Kedushin talks about over there and all this kind of
nafkaminas. Maybe the way to think about it is if Shliach Ka'atzma, right? So Shliach is like himself. So if a person doesn't take a Shliach, but himself is taking Bikurim to Yishalayim and dies along the way, can anyone else eat the, you know...
Oh, is it still belong to the Beis HaMikdash anymore?
So no, because,
yeah,
because you can say that maybe...
Without the Bailim, doesn't have a status of Kedushas Bikurim. You understand? Without the Bailim, but the absence of the Bailim, it's no longer Kedushas Bikurim. Never made it to you all as Yerushalayim.
So does that mean that someone who finds it, you know...
It's theirs.
It's theirs.
It's theirs. So there's your answer. You see, there's the Kedushas not really intrinsic to it.
Right.
So the Rashba gives a third answer. So he says there's cases of Dichoy Bedamim where Dichoy Mikara won't apply. And this can answer your question, Andrew. There's cases where you have Dichoy Bedamim where Dichoy Mikara won't even apply. What do I mean? So if a person has to bring a Korban Chatas, and he set aside money for the Korban Chatas, and then he became an idolater, so his Chatas is no longer good. His Chatas is no longer good. Even if he later repents, the money that he designated he set aside cannot be used. Cannot be used. So that's a case of Dichoy Bedamim, but the animal... wasn't Dachoy Meikara, there was no animal yet. You understand? There was Kedushas Damim already, but there was no animals. There was no Dichoy Meikara, but it was Dichoy, but the Damim was no good. So over there, the Rashba wants to say, that's another area where you have one without the other, and why you would need all three to be mentioned in that instance, okay? So that's the first major sugya that comes up. I want to give you sugya number two, but in order to do sugya number two, you have to do a little bit more in Zvachim, and this is from Yud Beis Amabeis, Zvachim 12b. Here, Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan that if Reuven unintentionally ate chalev, Reuven accidentally ate chalev, he was makdish a korban, and then he became a mumer. A mumer is someone who can't bring a korban. And then he did tshuva. Since the animal was once nidche, it can't be offered. Right? Good, simple. He intentionally ate chalev, makdish korban, he became a mumer, did tshuva. Since the animal was once nidche, it can no longer, it was nira, and the nidche can't be offered anymore. It's done. Nira, the nidche, gone. Forget it. Rav Yirmiya quoting Rav Yochanan, if Reuven ate chalev.
I'm sorry, it was nidche because he was a mumer at that one point.
What? Yeah. If Reuven ate chalev, was makdish a korban, went crazy, regained sanity, since the animal was nidche, can't be offered. Two cases. One, it became a mumer, and one, it became he went meshuggah. Okay? So why do you need both cases of Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says you need both cases of Rabbi Yochanan, because if he only would have taught the first case of where he became a mumer, one might have thought that there it can't be offered because he was actively doche the korban. He actively did something to doche the korban. But if he went crazy, which happened mamela, it happened on its own. I didn't do anything. I did no action. It happened on its own. It's like somebody going to sleep. There was no maisa merida. There was no rebellious act. Lights out. It was like, you know, there was no bailim over it while I was asleep, so to speak. Korban is a nidche because he took a nap. And if he just taught the case where the person went crazy, I would have thought there it can't be offered because it's not biyado to restore his sanity. It's not in his control to restore his sanity. But a mumer could always do tshuva. So his korban isn't permanently nidche. Right? So it isn't permanently nidche. So that's why you need both cases. That's why.
So it's about intent.
What? The second, meaning no, according to the second way of understanding why you need a second case, because you might have thought there can't be offered because he can't, is not biyado, but a mumer always has the ability. That svara is saying, is something biyado or not? If something's biyado, so your korban isn't permanently nidche, because you know you have a way out. It's not totally ruined. You have the potential to get out of there, to wiggle out of there. So if Yirmiya asks, wait a second, if Reuven ate chalev, was makdish a korban, and Beistin then mistakenly ruled. Last week we learned Horius, right? We did Horius Kachim. Beistin mistakenly ruled that Chalev is Mutter and then took it back. Is the animal permanently Nidche or not? Okay, remember, this guy now ate because of Beistin. And then the Beis Din retracted. They realized their mistake. It's a Helam Dover situation. So is the animal permanently Chornatz? So Rabbi Yochanan would, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan would teach about Dichoy. This is the first case he would teach. This is his prototype case. This is where he would start with. Rashi says, because over here, it was so clearly Nidche. You don't get more Nidche than this. So Gemara asks, why would he start? Why?
Is this our Gemara?
What? Yeah, our Gemara. Our Gemara I'll talk to. So why? So if Reuven became a mumer or crazy, he was Nidche. If Reuven became a mumer or he was crazy, he was Nidche. But the Chatas Chelev still applies. When the Beis Din allowed the Chelev, the Chatas Chelev was also Nidche. Meaning, if a Beis Din gives you a mistaken psak, the person who follows the mistaken ruling doesn't bring a korban. The korban is on who? The korban's on the Beis Din. It's a par helam davar shel tzibor. That korban's on the Beis Din. So in the case of the Beis Din, what they did was, is they totally undid the need for this person to bring a korban. In the other cases, the guy needed to bring a korban. He just ruined this korban. In the case of the Beis Din, they undermined his entire need for a korban. And that's the difference between the two. That's the difference between the two. So that's the second Gemara.
One second. Why did he? What was he even makdish a korban if he thought that he was not doing anything wrong?
No, he was makdish because he ate chalev.
Yeah, but he thought chalev is good.
So that's why you have a korban. He intentionally ate chalev. He realized he's makdish a korban. And then
no,
what happened?
He ate chalev because Beis Din says it's okay.
That was no. The order's like this. Reuben ate chalev. He's makdish a korban. Then Beis Din comes along and mistakenly tells him chalev is fine. Oh, and he's eating again. So he was madche his own korban, but from the status of the Beis Din, he has no korban. It's complicated. So now
he needs to bring another korban.
What? Yeah. So now here comes the famous question. What's the bigger chiddush? Dichoy mi'ikara or dichoy bedamim? What's the bigger chiddush? Dichoy mi'ikara or dichoy bedamim? So that Rashi we looked at on the top of Yud Beis Amid Beis seems to imply where he says Yesh dichoy bedamim, Yesh Torah's dichoy bekedushas damim, Afal pi she'ein kedushas aguf, Kegon hach shechetzi alokot shari ein lo chelb chetzi ve'ein kshirui lipshar bekula, Vafil hachi shayach bot dichoy, Ve'titche olamis, Ve'lo amrina lo alima kedushas damim lifsal mishum dichoy. That kind of language tells you that from Rashi, the big chiddush here in this whole Gemara is the extension to Dichoy Damim. That's the big deal over here. If you look at the Rambam in Maisa Korbanos, okay, it's on this page the second side. Behema sashutvim sheikdish echem em chetzi shlo v'chazor v'loka chetzi echad v'hikdisho hareze kotcha v'kreva. He could bring it. That goes against our Gemara, by the way. That's Rambam paskin against Rav Yochanan, which, by the way, the majority pass against Rabbi Yochanan, but that's not the point I wanted to make. Afal pishim etchila dechuya haisa kishehikdish chetzia ein hadichoy miikara dachoy. And even though it's kedushas damim, hoyel vihi balechayim ein balechayim nidachim. Meaning, even though the animal has kedushas damim, because it's a living animals can't be pushed away. That implies that Kedushas Damim is the lesser Chiddush, right? He's saying, you might think it should be Dachoy over here because this is worse. This is Kedushas Damim. That kind of language implies that Kedushas Damim is the less of a Chiddush, that it's totally Doche. You understand? Because he's saying, and you might argue this should be totally Doche, is Kedushas Damim. Rashi was saying Kedushas Damim is the huge Chiddush over here. Rambam looks at the other way. And you might, okay, Dachoy, fine. Dachoy mi'ikara is not Doche. But you might say, but it's Kedushas Damim. Meaning, for him, the greater Chiddush is the opposite. You understand? Which one is the bigger Chiddush? Dachoy mi'ikara or Dachoy bedamim? So, Kesef Mishnah over here on the side, bottom of the page, Kesef Mishnah over here asks, what is the Svara of the Rambam? Why in the world would you say that Kedushas Damim is a bigger chiddush? Why would you say that Kedushas Damim is a bigger chiddush, is a lesser chiddush than Dachoy Mi'ikara? Why is Kedushas Damim a lesser chiddush than Dachoy Mi'ikara? That's his question over here in the Kesef Mishnah. He tries to deal with it and he leaves it as a tzarachian on the Rambam. So I saw the Stipler wanted to explain the Rambam, Machlokas Rambam Rashi like this. He says the Rambam understands dichoy bedamim a little different than Rashi. Let's review Rashi. Rashi understood dichoy bedamim as follows, that since I was makdish half the animal, and I didn't have the other half yet, it wasn't in my control yet, it means the only holiness over here was a kedusha of money. That's it. That's kedusha's damim. And since I had no power for the rest, it's dichoy. Rambam says, no, you know what dichoy bedamim means? That even the kedusha on the monetary half of the animal, that I could ruin as well. That I can knock away as well. For Rashi, you were never knocking away the kedusha on the money half that you put into it. Okay? You're just saying it can't be offered. But there is still a kedusha's damim there. What Rambam means, when Rambam says, you know what it means when the Gemara talks about that there's a case of dichoy by kedusha's damim? What it means is you've even knocked away the kedusha's damim. You've pushed away the kedusha's damim. So the value of something even being a korban pesach, let's say for example, that could no longer even be channeled into the korban. Now it could only be used as an adava, as a gift offering or something. So that's the greater chiddush, that the monetary value can no longer be used to purchase the same korban. That the monetary value can no longer be used to get the same korban. And therefore, because of that, that kind of lashon implies that to say something is going to be totally docha makes more sense by kedushas damim than it does by kedushas meikara. Because kedushas damim, when it's talking about the concept of dichoy, means that even the money has been knocked away from holiness, totally out of the hands. Like you see, imagine the money just evaporating. So it's gone totally. So that's why for the Rambam, it's easier to say something is docha when it had kedushas damim, as opposed to a case of dichoy meikara. For Rashi, that's not how I understand kedushas damim, and therefore for him, it makes more sense to say that there is total dechia by kedushas meikara, dichoy meikara, as opposed to kedushas damim. Okay, it's a little machlokas. Rashi, Rambam, as explained by the stipler. I want to give you one more piece, and this is the Brisker Rav with a little bit of a twist from Rav Abba Berman. Right, Rav Abba Berman, I've said already, is one of the hardest svarim. It's really, when you get what he's getting at, it's great, but you got to figure out what he's talking about. So this is an important Brisker Rav to know in the sugya of dichoy. If you're ever at a wedding and want to sound like you know something about dichoy, this is the Brisker Rav piece you have to have in the pocket. So remember we said at the beginning of the sugya that they asked, wait a second, how do you ever get a good Korban Pesach according to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Ben Becerra? If I'm mafresh it in the morning, it's not yet good for the Korban Pesach, and it's not good anymore for the Shlomim. So it's, you know, tidche, dead on impact. It's docha right away from the beginning. So the Gemara gave a few answers. One of the answers was Rav Papa. He said, no, you know why it's okay? Because even if you were mafresh it in the morning, ain mechuser zman lebo bayom. There's no such thing as mechuser zman lebo. And he said, and even the night before, the last of Rav Papa said, even the night before ain't so bad, because ain mechuser zman belaila. Also that as well. Okay. So the Karen Ora says the implication of that is that if you're mafresh the korban pesach on the previous day, not that morning, and not the previous night. But if you went further back the previous day, then it would have been something which would have been nira. Why was it nira? It was nira for a shlamim. Venitcha, eino chozer venira. Can't go back. It's gone forever. That would be a case of gone forever. You understand? In the Gemara's defense, they said it was either could be makdish after midday, makdish that morning, or makdish last night. Meaning if I would have done it any time before, it would have been nira for a shlamim, and then it would have been nitcha because it's out of the time zone. It's the night and morning, and then it can't be ever come back again. Okay, that's what the Karen Ora says. So the Griz, the Brisker Rav in the stencil, says as follows. You see from the fact that Rabbi Avohu challenged, how could this ever be good? How are you ever going to get a Korban Pesach? His question was twofold. How are you ever going to get a Korban Pesach? If you separate it that morning, it's a case of Nidche Me'ikara. If you separate it the night before, it's Nira V'Nidche Eino Chozer V'Nira. So how are you ever going to get a Korban? From the fact, says the Brisker Rav, that Rabbi Avohu had a two-prong attack, Nidche Me'ikara and Nira Nidche Chozer Eino Chozer V'Nira, shows you that they're two different topics. The two different categories Otherwise, he just would have brought up one. Why is he bringing you for one a case of Nira Venidcha and one a case of Docha Meikara? He's trying to tell you two different dinim. They're two different dinim. Says the Brisker Rav, they're two different categories. And how does he explain it? This is the language of the Brisker Rav. The dichoy of Nira Venidcha is a dichia in the act of the Hakrava. Meaning, the dichoy of Nira Venidcha is that this animal was Nira. It's good. But something happened that now you can't bring it. So the dichoy, the pushing, the disqualifying, happened in your ability to bring it. It was good. The dichia happened in your ability to bring it. What's the dichoy of nidche from the get-go? The dichoy of nidche from the get-go, miikara, that's a din of dichoy in the hektish of korban ever setting in. What's being pushed? According to the Brisker Rav, when it's dichoy miikara, the kedusha is being pushed from ever entering. When it's dichoy nira nidche eino chozer, according to Brisker Rav, what's being pushed is your ability to bring it. You're being held back.
So it doesn't lose its kedusha.
So what's the nafkamina? What does he mean? Good. What's the nafkamina? So nafkamina number one, he brings from the Gemara in Zvachim Nun Tesamid Aleph of the Brisker Rav. You have a case of nifkam hamizbeach where the mizbeach becomes ruined. There the Gemara says, Dichoy miikara lo havi dichoy. It's not dichoy. So Tosfos takes that to task, because that's Rabbi Yochanan over there also. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one who held, Dichoy miikara is a problem. So why by the Mizbeach it's not a problem? So based on the Brisker Rav, it's not going to be a problem. You know why this is not an issue? This is not a challenge? Tosfos' question is not a challenge? Where Rabbi Yochanan is not Soser himself? Rabbi Yochanan is not Soser himself over here, because how does the Brisker Rav understand Dichoy miikara? Dichoy miikara is you're not allowing the Kedusha to ever get in. Okay? Over here, the Mizbeach is not about Kedusha. The Kedusha is in the Korban. The Kedusha's Haguf that we need to worry about is the Kedusha of the Korban getting in. There's no Korban coming here yet. We're talking about the Mizbeach. So the whole parameter of Kedusha being stopped can never happen by a Dichoy Miikara, by a Mizbeach. And he also applies this to the thing we talked about.
Right?
What?
It could apply to what we had two Shvami Noz, right?
Oh, why we need two? Okay, so let's play through. Good, good. The Kedusha's Dominu.
The Dichoy Dominu is in the Sia.
Oh, is in the Hakrav, Maisa Hakrava itself.
Hakrava, right.
Very good.
Which makes
in the Poel. Very good. Beautiful. In
the Hoasiyah was
beautiful.
Created,
it was
right?
Flawed, right? The Poel was the problem.
Right.
Very good. Very
Whereas
good.
The second one is...
Okay.
The second one is obviously...
It sounds good to me. The Brisker Rav is so complex here that you have to think about that for a while. So I saw Rav Abba Berman in his Sefer. He disagreed with the Brisker Rav. He disagreed with the Brisker Rav. I remember once we had a student of Rav Berman. It was a Rebbe of mine, Rav Reuven Buckler in Israel. So he was a student of Rav Abba Berman, and he had to give a whole shiur why it's okay that Rav Abba Berman always says that I disagree with Rav Chaim, or I disagree with the Brisker Rav. He had to give a whole hashkafic introduction how to understand what that means. When someone that who's not Brisker Rav could say that. But that aside, he says, I'm not going to use the Svara of the Brisker Rav. Why? Because even the Brisker Rav himself concedes that Tosus is not using it. How do we see that? Tosus was the one who asked, by the Mizbeach Pagam Mikara, that's not Docha according to Rabbi Yochanan. Yet this is, and it doesn't give the answer of the Brisker Rav. So you see that he's not using the flow of the Brisker Rav, and he asks a few more questions on the Brisker Rav. But I just wanted to give you his own svara. So imagine now, the Brisker Rav understands that Dichoy Mi'ikara and Nira V'nidcha Eino Chozer V'nira is two separate dinim. It's two separate dinim, Brisker Rav. Rav Abba Berman wants to say they're one din. They're one. What though? So I want to use his language. He says they're one din. They're all one din of Dichoy. The only chilik about them is where on the continuum of the process is the dichoy marker coming in? Where is the safety clip? Where is the, what do you call it? The clip that stops the whole thing. Where is that being put in the process? The Brisker Rav looked at it as two separate tracks. He's saying it's one track of dichoy, and you're just wondering where to put the clip in the process. By Nira V'nidche, since the Din Hakrava has already been chal on the korban, the dichoy is clip is being imposed on the hakrava part, but where it was there miikara without a din hakrava, where it was there miikara without a din hakrava, the dichoy is chal on the reason that you needed to bring the hakrava. I sinned accidentally, right? And that's why I need to be makriv something. Right there is where the dichoy is happening. Right there is where the dichoy is happening. So he says, based on that, says Rav Abba Berman, if you understand dichoy like that, he says every sugya falls into place. And he spends 3 or 4 pages working through every single sugya of dichoy to show you how his continuum theory of dichoy works nicer with the sugyas, fits very easily with the sugyas. Like, take for example, Nifkam HaMizbeach, dichoy meikara lo have dichoy. Why over there is it lo have dichoy? Because over there, the clip is happening before even any Sibas HaKorban exists. The Mizbeach is a Mizbeach regardless of a Sibas HaKorban. So the clip is there so early. It's there before everything else. But by a Korban, the clip is being put right there at the start. And therefore, you're choking the Korban. And therefore, that kind of Dichoy is going to be, according to Yochanan, Dichoy Nidche forever. You understand? Where it's just falling in the continuum answers every single problem, according to Obama Berman. Okay, so we'll leave with those two svaras.
Is there a brisker response to that?
I don't know if there is, but it's brisker in its own right. But it's very brisker.
Anti-brisker.
What? It's taking one, two dinim and putting into one.
Ain din, whatever.
Right, the anti-din. The antithesis. So next week maybe we'll look at the synthesis. Next week we'll look at dichoy by mitzvahs, which is the classic sugya when it comes to sukkah, kiddushin, many other areas. We're taking all this, which was just a background and theory and all this, talking about some real cases, lamaisa, where this comes up, where dichoy comes into play. Okay, let's stop there.